single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. May the Lord bless you as you walk with Him today. Are you one of those people that start well, but do not finish strong? Or are you one of those that start okay, but then you are pretty good at finishing strong? I know many people in Christian life, and doing many different ways, serving God, start strong in the beginning, but then they disappear, or they give up, or they don't continue. Well, I hope that you are one of those that will continue to stay and focused and run your race till the end. One of the things that helps is that you have the end in view, knowing where you are going to be at, and then what the future is going to be, having a good and clear indication, and helps you to run the race. Today, we're looking at the very end of Isaiah, where it's giving a picture of how the world will come to an end. And then as we look at it, and something that are familiar to us, I hope that it will become deeply ingrained in us so that it will help us to run our race till the end.
Isaiah chapter 66, verses 15 through 24. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and His chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down His anger with fury, and His rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with His sword the Lord will execute judgment upon all men, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following the one in the midst of those who eat the flesh of pigs and rats and other abominable things, they will meet their end together, declares the Lord. And I, because of their actions and their imaginations, am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans and Lydians, famous as archers, to Tubal and Greece, and to the distant islands that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations, and they will bring all your brothers from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord on horses and chariots and wagons and on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. Their worm will not die, nor will their fire be quenched. And they will be loathsome to all mankind.
In today's passage, verse 15, and the first thing that we notice here is this. And when God brings the world to an end, and one of the things that He does is that He comes near and then He is bringing judgment upon all those that are living and then here. God is a righteous God, and then He is a holy God, and then He is also a loving God, but He is judge. And because He is the Creator, to Him all belong to Him, and one day we'll have to give an account to Him, and He is going to be the judge. We need to know, one day you and I will give an account to Him. And then you have to stand before Him, and then He will give you the judgment. And verse 15 says, he is like fire, representing holiness. He's like whirlwind. And then there is nothing that will stop from him coming and sweeping everything over. And then nothing will stand against him. And then soar, that he, with his power, will bring about and then carry out his judgment. And then many will be blessed. And then many will be rewarded. And then there, many will be punished. And then here, we see, verse 16, judgment will be upon many, and many will be slain and by the Lord. And then that's what we say. And then in verse 17, we even see that even many people that have consecrated themselves and purified themselves and then were serving God and doing many things and their own ways, and their end also will be met with judgment. Now, you and I, we need to know one day that we will stand before God. We are not just living our life that is ours, but then it's a gift from God. And one day we will give an account to him. Another thing that we see here is this, at the end, and it is God who is going to and carry out his purpose and letting everybody, letting people know about who he is, that he is unfolding his great plan of mission and evangelism. And that's what we see in verses 18. And then he says, their action and their imagination are about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. Nations will come to see who God is and then give praise to him. And that's what we see. Verse 19, he says, he's going to set a sign. Now, what can this be? And probably, especially the cross of Jesus Christ, through whom? Through this sign that God is letting the whole world know what kind of God he is, and then how in Jesus Christ now offers forgiveness and grace. And that's what we see. And then together with this sign, the good news and this message is going to everywhere and to people of a distant land and people who have not yet heard about his fame, and to all of them, then people will come to see God's glory. And that's what they say. And then from ends of the earth, people will come bringing gifts to Jerusalem, whereas some people came to Jerusalem to take away, but they're bringing offering, and then they're bringing praise unto him, bringing grain offering, because there is harvest, and that is taking place, and that's what we see. And God's going to also make some of them priests as well. And verse 27, too, and that's how we begin to see in the new heaven, that something that were here will continue. People that were believers and serving God and will continue. And then some of the things that we have learned and we are celebrating will continue, and that's what we see. The Sabbath will continue. And then new moon to another celebration. And then the people who trust, obey, and serve God will continue, and that's what we see. But there is one more thing, and that just catches our attention, and that is verse 24. And they will go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. Their worm will not die, nor will their fire be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. Here we're reminded there will be a judgment of the wicked, and then there will be a place where the fire will not be quenched, hell. And God's judgment is real, and it is going to be there and real. And that's what we are reminded in this very rich passage, what we will find. So that's how the end. There are many other things, but that you and I need to keep in mind how, not just at the end of your life, at the end of the history, and then there will be judgment. And together with them, and then many, many will hear about who Jesus is, and then they will come to worship God. But then we also know that there is hell, and there is going to be a punishment for those people who have chosen to rebel against God together with the devil. And that's what we see. I hope you and I are people that persevere, run your race, and finish the race to the end. Remembering, at the end, we know that God is going to judge, and then you have to give account to our God, who is your Creator, Redeemer, but who is your Judge, Lord. But then also remember, and then God is now, and then sharing and telling everybody everywhere about who He is and what He has done through the cross. And then I hope that you will participate in that ministry of sharing the good news to people so that they will come to hear. And then I hope that you will remember there is hell as much as there is heaven and God's blessing that will continue. There is a judgment against those who have rebelled against God. And I hope that will motivate you to share the good news to people that who do not yet know Him. Lord, help us to be living with end in view, not aimlessly, but purposefully and intentionally, so that we may live our lives, not wasting our lives, but bearing much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer.